spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Podcasting now.
Thanks for downloading this podcast of the 99.5 KISS Billy Madison Show. The 99.5 KISS Billy Madison Show podcast. The Billy Madison Show podcast.
Look in my eyes.
Thanks for downloading this podcast. The 99.5 KISS Billy Madison Show.
The Billy Madison Show with Billy.
Everybody say balls.
Derek.
Balls.
And Nard.
Balls.
Oh, see, he sounded like a little boy saying
yeah, he did. He sounded like a little boy.
I can't change my voice.
Back to the Billy Madison Show.
Nard, come on. You can say it.
Say what?
Balls. What do you, balls? Do you not have headphones?
I just turned the volume up.
Okay, well, we're doing a show, dumbass.
Bill.
So can you just, I mean, obviously follow along. You're supposed to say balls right there. Everybody knew that. People in their car were going balls, 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 balls. And I'm like, hey, Nard, throw the ball to him, right? Throw the balls to him. What does he do? Drops the ball.
I'm not good with balls.
Yeah. All right. Try it again, Nard.
Balls.
Yeah. You say it weird.
Nah.
Say it weird. Oh, your wife, she makes me laugh.
Why?
She's funnier off the air. Obviously, your last girlfriend was funnier on the air. But Tracy's way better on social media. So Nard's going to take her on a date because we made her feel bad because he hasn't gone down on her since 2010. So Nard's going to take her on a date, but I was like, ah, it's kind of self-centered. He's a narcissist. He's going on a date that he wants to go on. He's just bringing Tracy along, and she confirmed that yesterday on social media.
Well, right. Yeah, I was like, would you like to go with me, or do you want me just to go by myself?
I hate when girls do this, though, right? Because she was like, you know, yeah, like Bill said, she confirmed that it's something that he wants to do, but I'm just like, don't girls go on, like, they just do what they want to do, and we have to go along, right?
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Yeah, guys get crap about it, though, if it's like, at least he's inviting her.
Yeah, I was like, I can go during the day, or we can go together.
I still give you credit, Nard, for bringing her along. I think that's sweet.
That's just like her bringing up, we want to go eat, and you bring it, like, oh, let's go to Taco Bell. Oh, I don't want that. All right, well, where do you want to go?
No, that's what you do, Nard. I'm surprised you didn't bring your side ass.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's shocking to me. You know,
I don't
something
have
like
a side
that.
Ass.
Oh,
that should have been your first response.
That should have been his first response. His first response. Right. Well, what do you mean?
And then it was, oh, I don't have a side ass.
Oh, wait. Tracy's listening. I don't have a side ass.
Oh, wow.
That's fine if you do. I don't
have side.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if you got side.
I don't.
You do. You do you.
Me and Nara both have side chicks.
All right, that's a rumor.
Yeah.
Hey, are you guilty of sneezing? This is the latest dating trend that guarantees.
This is where you sneeze with your mouth open?
No. It's the latest dating trend that guarantees a free meal at a nice restaurant, but lacks common decency.
Oh.
So you're just sneezing. The term refers to people who go on a date they're not even interested in, right? Just so that they can eat at a nice restaurant without having to pay for the bill.
Oh, okay.
It's called sneezing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens a lot on dates.
Dude, I don't know how many guys you've been sneezed. Right, take a girl out on a date. You're like, oh, yeah, she's totally interested in me. I'm going to take her to a nice restaurant.
Right.
We're going to have fun.
Yep. She's pretty.
Right? And then you get to, you know, you start talking to her, and you're immediately in the friend zone.
Oh,
and then if you try to go in for a kiss, and she's like, ah, you know, I just want to be friends.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, it has to be devastating. Or you try to hold her hand at the restaurant or something, try to show some sort of affection. She's like, ah.
Right?
I don't like that.
To me, it's just, it's a part of the game. You know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
Oh, that would suck.
People definitely take the losses really hard.
Sneezing.
Yeah.
It's
some
a thing.
Guys get really upset about it.
But I want to know, are there any girls that have sneezed? This is where you've just gone out with a dude just for a meal? Or maybe you're a dude and you got sneezed, where the girl used you for a meal?
Girls, you better be honest here, because you know you do this.
Oh, you sneezed.
You know.
Every girl out there has.
Every girl. Every single girl. Because it's like, it could be that they, you know, they just got out of a relationship, and then people are asking them out, and then they're like, you know what? do I really like want to go and be with this guy? No, but do I know that this guy's going to take me to a nice restaurant? Absolutely.
I think girls sneak just because they're hungry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Do they? They'll just do it just for a regular meal.
Yeah, that's it. I'll tell you what. There's a reason why I don't have a giner. I'd be sneeting all over the place.
Right.
To never have to pay for a meal, if I went through my bank account and I could look and all, never have to pay for a meal.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it's mostly just food charges in my bank account.
Be glorious.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd sneet every day. I'd sneet three times a day.
Yeah.
Sneet, sneet, sneet.
That'd be me. I'd be Lil Jon Eastside Sneet Boys.
Yeah, right.
Just being hot.
We out here sneeting. Yeah.
Sneet, 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 sneet.
You
want
to do a three-way sneet?
Oh, yeah. I'd be the worst offender of sneeting.
Oh.
Right.
Right, because I would have no intentions. You know me, if I was a girl, I wouldn't put out for nothing.
No.
Not getting none of this booty.
Mm-mm.
You have to earn that with the ring.
You have a nice car.
You got a ring and all that stuff.
Is a part of sneeting not putting out, though?
Yeah.
Is that a part of it? Okay.
Yeah, because you have no intentions of doing anything with the dude.
It's literally just about the
meal. You know, on the flip of the coin, there's dudes out there that think just because they buy a girl a meal, then they're entitled to sex.
Yeah,
those dudes are weird.
They're definitely weird. I mean, I know what you're hoping for.
I pay for a whole meal and pay for a tip.
Yeah.
We're not going to have sex?
Right.
That doesn't mean nothing just because you feed her.
Yeah. I remember one of the first damaged girls I ever went out with or whatever, right, when I took her out to dinner.
Damaged, she means, like, probably had family issues or something like that.
She had some issues.
Or maybe another guy broke her heart, you know, things like that.
We went on this nice day. We had dinner, and then I took her home that night. Like, I was real gentleman, right? And so I take her home or whatever, and I'm on my way home, and I get a text from her, and she's like, thanks for not trying to guilt me into having sex with you for dinner, you know? Like this, that had never happened to her before.
I know,
like,
and then you're kicking yourself in the face because you, like, totally could have got that.
No, it scared me, honestly.
Derek's so good at the guilt.
It scared me. I was like, damn, what's this girl been through? Oh. Like, I didn't talk to her anymore.
You're like, wow,
plus dinner was
scary.
Really bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was kind of psycho for sure.
Oh, wow.
Chicken. But like bad psycho, like
bad.
Like meth psycho.
Oh, meth.
Yeah.
All right. So Chicken Joe.
Bok, bok. What up, fellas? How's it going?
Yo,
good, yo. Good. How are you, sir?
Doing just fine. Thank you. I got needed by this one girl. Took her out. You know, we had been hanging out for a little while. And I was like, man, you know, let me try to, like, court her. Let me try to be nice. So I took her to Saltgrass, and I was like, hey, get whatever you want on the menu.
That's right. There's all those dead animals all over, the horns and all that. Just, you're like, I'm going to feed her meat. Give her meat.
Oh, yeah. She sat up there. She got, like, a $6 chicken sandwich. And I was like, well, okay, that's not bad. And then we go back to my place, and we're chilling. We have a couple of drinks, and we go lay down in my bed, and she just cuddles up. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just play it, just real cool, you know, a little nice. Let's not try to, you know, be like aggressive or anything like that. The next day I get a text message, you know, oh, thanks for just being a good friend last night and cuddling with me. I really needed that.
Oh, good friend. Good food and good friends is all she wanted.
Just really needed that.
Yeah, she wanted nothing of Chicken Joe's nuggets.
It happens.
Not at all.
You know.
All right. Appreciate it, Chicken
Joe. Thanks, Chicken Joe.
What's up, Kayla?
So I've done this before.
Oh, I bet you have. Okay. Right. Were you just hungry, or maybe you're going through college, you don't have a lot of money, maybe it's 2 days till payday and you're hungry?
It was just me and my daughter, and so I had a babysitter watch my daughter, and then he had kind of a lot of money, so he took me to a nice restaurant.
Ooh, can I ask a question? Did he pay for the babysitting too?
What?
That's a solid move.
Oh, man.
That's a pimp move for dudes to do, is to pay for the babysitter.
Right.
No, you know how many girls I just gave you an idea. I mean, I got to stop because I'm giving out too many good ideas.
Think about that.
Because that is a pimp move, right? The dude's like, no, I'll take care. It's like taking care of the valet.
Right.
You're just valeting your kids.
Yeah. That's all you're doing. That's all it is, right? That's it.
Yeah, next time you go out there to sneak somebody, make sure they have to pay for the babysitter, too.
So what
kind of food did you get?
We went to an Italian restaurant, which is my favorite. So.
Oh, yeah. And if you eat Italian, you're not worried about sex. You know, all you care, you're getting a bloated.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time.
The world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.